Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Thank everyone for being here today on the task force. This is something that, of course, we initiated very quickly. I've spoken to Governor Hochul, Senator Schumer, Congressman Kennedy, and others with regards to this issue. They're all very interested in the long-term impact of not only what we do to help the employees that lost their job, but as was discussed today, what happens with the site going forward for the usage of the site, the raw water control that the site has, and I'm very pleased that we have a great team of individuals on the task force from the business, governmental community, and otherwise who have been working on this issue literally since the announcement was made in November. So while this may have been the first official meeting of the task force, we've all been communicating for months now in trying to create a better life for the individuals who lost jobs, as well as to ensure that that important piece of property does not just go vacant for many years in the future. So I'll open up to questions.
Are you surprised by that interest so far and just all the stuff that's come together so quickly?
I'm not surprised by the interest because of the size of the site. It has a significant power allocation available to it, so anybody that's a high power user is interested in it. It has raw water access, so if you need a lot of water, you're certainly going to be interested in that site. While Mr. Kucharski didn't name the names associated with those companies because he's under a non-disclosure agreement, he did note that these are ones that we would be happy with, which indicates to me that it's not just the types of data centers that often use a lot of power and water but hardly have any employees on the site. I think it's going to be a very attractive site that are interested because of the tech hub situation we have, and the semiconductor superhighway with Micron being out being built in the Syracuse area, because it has a lot of square feet, a lot of power, a lot of water, which is what is needed in the semiconductor industry. So I'm very hopeful that companies that are involved in that type of industry would be interested in that site, because it has advantages that many other sites don't have. And the one advantage of being an existing facility is you don't have to put up new buildings. They would be retrofitted for, of course, a new employer, but you don't have to put in new buildings. You don't have to put those high power cables in. You don't have to put the water lines in because they already exist. So I'm not surprised to hear there's interest. I'm just hopeful that it is something that moves fairly quickly so that we all feel comfortable that that site does not sit vacant for quite some time.
Why was this task force important for you to put together?
Well, I thought the county was in the best position to be able to do this because we work with all these partners on a daily basis when it comes to economic development, whether it's Buffalo Niagara Partnership, Invest Buffalo Niagara, New York State, Workforce Buffalo. Zach Evans from my county executive's office was here. Toronto Batchelor from the Erie County Office of Economic Development was here because these are the parties we deal with. So we're in the best position. Not to say the town of Tonawanda couldn't have done it or New York State couldn't have done it, but I thought it really required someone right in the middle, someone who understood the issues on the local level but also deals with those on the state level and for those like Senator Schumer on the national level. So I felt that we were in the best position to do it. We talked specifically with the governor about it, talked specifically with others about it, and we all agreed that it was up to, really meant a lot for the county to do it because it's not like we were coming in blind. We understood the issues at Sumitomo, and we understood the parties that needed to be at the table. And as you heard, there was a really good conversation about the major issues and what's been done so far and what we need to do going forward. This is probably, if we were to make a baseball analogy, because I don't think we want to talk about football, this is probably the first or second inning of what's probably going to be a nine-inning game. Because we've got a lot of things ahead of us that we need to deal with to ensure that the employees get the employment that they would like, as well as to ensure the long-term benefit of the community. I do not want this to be a many-year experience like my hometown of Lackawanna dealt with regards to the Bethlehem Steel site, in which government and private sector at that point just threw up their hands and said it's too big a site to take on, and it sat vacant for decades. And to the point that they were demolishing buildings. So I think it's important that we're here at the beginning, in the first inning, or the top of the second inning, playing a role to ensure that that site moves forward, we address the water issues, and we do not have a vacant facility for decades. If it's vacant for a year, it's vacant for a year, but I'd rather ensure that we move forward and we get a good employer in there who's gonna rehire individuals, whether they're from Sumitomo or hire new people that were not related to Sumitomo, but that's going to have a strong workforce that's hopefully building product there, not just putting a data center.
What were your key takeaways today?
Well, key takeaways are we have a lot more work to do. We got to address the water issue, I think, right up the bat with the issues associated with workforce development. We know quite a number of the employees have already found other employment. They did receive very good severance. Some are going to retire, which is helpful because then we don't necessarily need to find 1,500 jobs for these individuals. But we're going to focus on the issues, and we'll have different people from the task force involved in these areas when it comes to addressing the work needs of the workforce, the labor force, and the non-blue-collar force, so to speak. So we've got steelworkers, that the steelworkers union is represented very well in this process. And then we have steel workers who are also, some of them, looking for jobs. And we're going to, of course, focus on trying to ensure that we get a good party in there long-term and that the site doesn't sit vacant. And it sounds like a lot of work has already been done to move that process along. Steve?
In terms of the reuse of the site, do you worry that the best interests in terms of the community are not necessarily a priority for Sumitomo?
I am worried that Sumitomo may just say, we're going to want the largest dollar we can get for this property and we'll sell it to that party, and it's not in the best interest of the community. It may be an interest that wants to put a data center in there, and then they take advantage of the power and the cooling capability of the water, and they put all these servers in there, and they've got 10 to 15 people on the site working. So I am worried, and that's why we have been continuing the discussions with Sumitomo, because we don't want it to turn into that. Unfortunately, there are, when it comes to cryptocurrency and other data mining entities, they're buying sites like this, and they're offering good money. The one advantage I have, or thing we have in our pocket, is we have a lot of good people at the table right now in the task force and even outside the task force who don't want that to happen. And Sumitomo does seem to want to make good to the community. I think they maybe they didn't understand the impact the closure would have on the community. It's not the same as when Bethlehem Steel or Republic Steel closed back in the 80s. It is not the same as that, but it was a big closure for this region that we hadn't seen in a while. And I don't think Sumitomo truthfully expected the negative press that they were going to get. A decision was made in Japan, came down, and they were told to people locally, and they found out the next day. And I don't think the Japanese were truthfully that thought that it was going to go be as poorly received and that it was going to have a negative impact on the Sumitomo brand, but it did. So I think Sumitomo would like to do better for this community, and the best way they can do that is to ensure that the property goes into the hands of a company that's going to employ Erie County residents, Niagara County residents, Western New Yorkers, and not just go to some data center where they got the best bang for their buck when it comes to the money they received in the sale of it.